Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday, wrapping up the Winter Games. Yesterday coming to an end. That's got to be quite a hangover, right, for the Koreans? You know, you throw this big party, everybody leaves, you got to take everything down, right? You got to, like, dismantle everything. Simon Owen was there for Fox News. Simon, first of all, how would you grade the overall Olympics? Pretty good presentation from Pyeongchang?
Morning. Yeah, I think they'll be very pleased with how it went. There was clearly no major disasters, all passed off peacefully. They are very interested in the diplomatic activity on the sidelines as well. The South Korean government was keen to use this to make progress in the North Korea crisis. I think they'll feel they have potentially made progress. They'll be tentatively optimistic with how things have gone so far. And as you say, yeah, it's quite a hangover when the party's over, when the festival finishes. On the plus side, for the locals, they get their roads back, they get their, you know, the city just calms down a little bit and you can get around again and normal life can resume, because it is a huge circus that rolls in and takes over at wherever is hosting.
Yeah, it was interesting. I read one of the comments from one of the South Korean hockey players. You know, they had that unified team that was kind of thrown together at the last minute. And she said, I feel really strange. I told them to take care not to get sick and we'd meet again later. But if they were people we can continue to keep in touch with and meet again, then I would feel better. But I might never be able to meet them again. You know, these people who are kind of thrown together for these couple of weeks now go back to North Korea. They may never, ever have the opportunity to see each other again.
Yeah, I mean, that hockey team was fairly extraordinary. I mean, it was unprecedented, North Korea and South Korea competing together. It was kind of a bit of a disruptive move at the last minute. Suddenly the team was told, you're going to have a number of North Koreans joining the South Korean team. At the same time, neither country, to put it politely, is that good at ice hockey, so they were never going to make any great waves either way. But I went to their first match that they played together, and it was, you know, people did seem quite emotional. I spoke to one woman as she left, and she was saying, I didn't expect to get emotional, but when they said, you know, Korea, we are one, she said, you know, I got almost quite emotional about it, and I didn't expect to feel like that. So people did feel strongly about it, and they do get, as you say, this is it. They won't see each other, in theory, potentially ever again. And I think it's even illegal for South Koreans technically to contact North Koreans. These two countries are technically still at war, and yet all of a sudden they were playing hockey on the same team. So, yeah, I mean, the process of making South Korea and North Korea a little friendlier has certainly happened. The South Korean president, though, says that actually that's not his end goal. He says that the relationship that really matters is North Korea and the United States. That's where all the tension has been in the last year. And so Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, is really hoping now and pushing as hard as he can that the North Koreans and the Americans will get together and have some kind of dialogue. Presumably, I think he's hoping for it in the next few weeks before, you know, the Paralympics finish and things go back potentially to how they were before.
All right. And is there any possibility of that, Simon, on the diplomatic front? We had Ivanka Trump there. You had Mike Pence. You had sort of the sister, organizer of the games, alluding to sort of this being a peaceful front and showing that the nations can work together. Will anything come out of this?
Well, I mean, I was there and I spoke to a number of North Korea experts, and the bottom line is, with the unpredictable North Korean leader, nobody knows. What we do know is, according to South Korea, the North is open to holding talks with the United States, but the White House has made it clear before that it's only interested in talks if North Korea's nuclear weapons and getting rid of those weapons is on the agenda. And South Korea's president has said in the past few hours he feels that the United States should lower the threshold to enable these talks to take place. Well, I'm not sure if the Trump administration is in the mood to compromise. During the Olympics, there were more sanctions against North Korea announced, so we're going to have to wait and see. There does seem to be the offer there that the United States could hold talks with North Korea, but the U.S. doesn't want to be seen to be offering compromises to a regime that, you know, is continuing to provoke the international community.
Simon, great stuff as always. And Simon's back in London after being in Pyeongchang for the Winter Games.